Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 79.
Lots of concrete. There were stairs that rose high above the street when we were kids. Many summers spent playing across the street. Frisbee, touch, football, and tag, and roller skating. But the best summer in my memory is when you would be Paul Stanley and I would be drive by would just shake their heads. They would point and stare at the kids on top of the steps. But our fans would cheer us on and we would play another song for them. We would turn on the music, crank it as loud as we could for anyone who would watch us dance on their car hood. Well, I would spit out water and let it run right down my cheeks. You would be Paul Stanley and I would be. Lots of concrete. There were stairs that rose high above the street when you would be Paul Stanley and I would be.
Was Paul and Jean, performed by Shannon Grady. He's one of the BTalk boys in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I fucking love that song. Great job, Shannon. Great job. Okay, so check out his website at zin13.com or at his MySpace page. It's myspace.com/zin13. Okay, so welcome everyone. Thank you for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is your host, The Nard. And I'm here in the suburbs of Houston, getting ready for my Hawaiian trip. Well, before I go on, I just want to share what happened to me today. I just came from the Minute Maid Park here in Houston. I watched the Astros versus Pirates game. The Astros won 5-2, and it was a good game. And, of course, major eye candy because Roger Clemens was pitching. Well, we were out. We were at our company suite, and we ate a lot. A whole lot. Hot dogs, burgers, potato salads, Cracker Jacks, ice cream, and all the works. And some beer, too. Mm. Well, it was great. It was a great trip. Okay, so now I just got home, and I'm recording this pretty early for you guys since I'll be busy next week. Yeah, I'll be out of town. Okay, so I'm doing a best of pair podcast since I've been busy lately and, you know, with work, and I've been preparing for my trip. So I compiled some memorable moments for the show. So let's start with clips from episode 10 and 11. That was before Hurricane Rita hit Houston. Okay, so here's the clip.
Testing it out. Why am I podcasting in the car? Well, because things are really gonna get shitty here in Houston. It's gonna be hurricane weekend. That bitch Rita is coming. Now, everybody's trying to head north. People are trying to get to Dallas.
Bear Podcast. The podcast for Bears and Cubs. Episode 11. I'm doing this on a Friday, would you believe? Friday, September 23rd, where the hurricane's gonna happen here in Houston. And first thing in the morning, well, it's 11 o'clock. We kind of slept late. Woof. Oh my god, I love my neighbors. Big Daddy Bear there. Whoa. Anyway, okay, I'm on my way out to get the most important thing in the morning. Coffee. We need to get coffee. We have three people here. My husband and a friend of mine who's staying in, who lives in the southwest side of Houston.
Yeah, after Rita hit Houston, we lost power for about 12 hours. And if I could remember it right, yeah, that's about 12 hours, yeah. Before that, I had to fill up the tubs with water just in case we needed. And it was a little scary. We're lucky we didn't get hit too bad in the northern part of Houston. Okay, so here is episode 20. That was around when I first met Excalibur in the Bay Area.
And he is Excalibur from Live Journal. Say hi to everyone, Roy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. So, you also have a Bear 411 profile, don't you?
I do have a Bear 411 profile, yes. On Bear 411, I'm known as EDG5574. That stands for Evil Disney Guy 5574.
So that's a, so that, this gets interesting. Okay, okay.
Tell yes, I have been in two movies. Yes, I've been in two movies with Cyber Bear Productions. My name on Cyber Bears is Evil D, which again is short for Evil Disney Guy, because obviously we can't use Disney in a porn.
Yeah, Roy has been a fine addition to the Bear Podcast family. As you guys may know already, he lives in Dallas now, and he's there living with his boyfriend, Chris. Okay, next episode is episode 46. Mike and I were at the International Bear Rendezvous in San Francisco. That was the second time I met up with Roy. That was the first time we ever recorded a podcast together, and we did a lot of interviews that weekend. So here's a clip of that show. It's towards the end of that show.
It's enough. That is enough. Bear run for me. Okay, we're going back to the hotel room. We just came from the hospitality suite. We're done with that because there's nothing much to do up there. And we're really tired. Yeah, it's been a good day. So what do you think, Mike? What do you think?
I think we're going to go back and I'm going to fuck the shit out of you.
Really? Oh my god. Okay, I gotta go, guys. Okay, email me, guys.
We did get busy after that. It was a fun weekend. Yeah, I got to meet a lot of people. Big V Bear and STP Bear was there too. Yeah, Jeff was there too. And yeah, a lot of people. And I got to meet some of the friends of the show. Daddy Todd, Jake, Jeff, you're from Salt Lake City. Yeah, shout out, guys. Yeah, they're awesome. And I'd like to meet them again one day. Okay, so next up, here's a clip from episode 69. Here's a refresher from a few podcasts back.
What instruments do you all know how to play? I know you play the guitar. Do you know how to play any other instruments?
I play the piano. And when I was in school, I played like French horn and trumpet. And I tinker around with the drums. I really like to play the drums.
So. How about the rusty trombone?
Oh dear.
No, I leave that for Jason.
Oh, okay.
Jason's the rusty trombone expert.
I see.
And Kurt wants the rusty trombone.
I see.
Well, I'm having my first online three-way, so I guess I can have an initiation at Bearpalooza.
Yeah, it is. Right.
Oh, yeah, deeper. Oh, Shannon, yeah. Oh.
Where's my Was it good for you?
It was excellent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the top of the show, you heard Shannon, right? Okay. So it was fun to have him in the show. So check out his website. Like I said, it's he has his album out. It's 10 years. It's the title is 10 years. Yeah, it's about 10 tracks there. Check it out. Zin 13. Okay, so here's the last clip. It's from episode 70. It's pretty much one of my favorite episodes.
Particular kids as their friends.
When did they know that they're a gay couple? I mean, they were very young. They were young.
Right after we got together, we became real active in an organization here in Houston called Gay Fathers. And it's basically a social support organization that for men who have parent or who have children. And that evolved into the Houston Gay and Lesbian Parents group here in Houston. And
I knew I was gay at about 11 years old, but I chose to get married and have a family to please my father, I think. And it didn't work out too good that way. Mm-hmm. So I've been divorced 2 years, and I'm much happier.
Oh, okay, that's cool. So, in any way, do you think you regret having kids or having a family?
Oh, absolutely not. I love my children. I wouldn't trade them for the world.
That's true, yeah. That's good, yeah.
It was extremely difficult. I got outed, and that was very difficult on the family. And my daughter and I, she was in the process of getting married when I got outed, and we went for a very long drive, and time we got back to the house, my daughter looked at me and says, "Dad, you've got to do what makes you happy. If this is what makes you happy, then I'm behind you 100%.
That was the Father's Day special. It was a heartfelt episode for me because it celebrates the gay fathers in the Bear community. Hello, everyone. I'm now here with Robert from Nashville, Tennessee. He's the vice president of Music City Bears, and he's here again in the show. Welcome to the show again.
Hey, Maynard. Thanks for having me back on the show, and congratulations on your anniversary show last week.
Yeah, oh, thank you. That's right. Yeah, it's been a year now, and I'm enjoying doing it. So, okay, I called you up, and we've been communicating through emails, and we actually want to get some kind of a feedback on what happened to Bearpalooza. But first of all, how's Nashville there right now?
Miserably hot.
Oh, okay.
it's about 10 degrees hotter than it really should be, but we don't feel as bad because it's nationwide. It's just unbelievably hot now everywhere, so there's not much of any place to go that you can go to escape it. So we're going to tough it out for another 3 to 4 weeks, and then it'll be over till next summer.
Oh, I sure hope so. It's pretty hot here in Houston, too.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it's about 91 degrees here right now. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so so tell me about Bearpalooza. Give me some feedback on what happened at the Bearpalooza.
All right. Well, the last time we spoke, when I was at Bongo Java, we were less than a week away from the start of Bear Jam and Bearpalooza. The rest of the week was really busy, but we felt like right before the startup Thursday night, that, we had everything pretty well taken care of, and whatever we hadn't planned for would take care of itself. So by Thursday evening, we were set up in the ballroom at the Holiday Inn Express, the Holiday Inn Select. Holiday Inn Select, yeah. We had probably, by the time Thursday evening was over, about between 50 and 60 people that were kind of coming and going in the ballroom. We still had a few attendees that didn't show up until Friday. Those people who had to work Friday and then came along Friday night. But there was Jello Shooters and some good bear music to be heard by bear-identified musicians. Just some little trinkets and hi, how are you kind of thing. So Thursday night was pretty low-key. We had maybe five or six of the locals and a few out-of-towners that we scooped up and went to Logan's Roadhouse for kind of a late dinner, came back and just hung out in the hospitality room for a while. Mm-hmm. And that pretty much was Thursday. Friday morning, we had retrieved the rest of the BTALK guys from the airport.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing them talk about it, too, in their show. Mm-hmm.
they were loads of fun to hang out with, mm-hmm. and I think they were a good addition to Bear Jam, and Shannon was a good addition to Bearpalooza. Friday morning, we went downstairs to eat continental breakfast, which was kind of starchy, and, they didn't have anything that was deep-fried that had gravy on it.
Oh, okay.
So some of us kind of filtered out and, got some more traditional southern breakfast elsewhere and came back. And Friday afternoon, we had the Carnival Midway. We had booths from Vote No on One, which is the state of Tennessee arm of the HRC. It's called the Tennessee Equality Project, because we have a marriage initiative vote coming up here in November, hence the name Vote No on One. We had a booth from Nashville's fledgling rugby team, the Nashville Grizzlies.
Ooh.
And if any of the listeners have, seen Go Dragons, the rugby story, the documentary on Logo about the Chicago team, it's a pretty interesting sport. A long time ago, we won't say how long, I went to school with some guys that played rugby, and they were nuts.
So
I'm looking forward now that Bear Jam and the Bear Jam meetings are over every week, to have some time to go watch the Grizzlies practice. They practice twice a week here, and few of us that are too timid to get out there and play think, maybe we'll get some pom-poms and, try out for cheerleaders.
Pom-poms, big bears with pom-poms. Oh, yeah. That's cute. I really think you need the break. You've done a lot. I heard you really did a lot in the at the Bearpalooza, at Bear Jam and everything. And really worked your ass off, and you really deserve a break. Yeah.
Well, we're enjoying things kind of fizzling. A few people on Sunday, on the last day, were making jokes about, okay, when's the next meeting? When's the next committee meeting? And, everybody else would just roll their eyes like, no, please. No, not this week. We have another thing coming up, though, at the end of this month. We're renting a couple of pontoon boats, and we're just going to go float around the Percy Priest Lake here in Nashville. Michael West started that up a couple of years ago. It was just sort of a unwind after Bear Jam kind of thing, and that's our next big thing, I guess, on the calendar.
It's like a post Bear Jam celebration.
Post Bear Jam unwind sort of thing. So yeah, we've got that to look forward to. Friday afternoon, I missed Kendall's performance because I had to drive back home to pick up some stuff that I forgot to pack because I live about 30 miles out of town. And I really hated missing Kendall, but I got back in time to see Sideshow Benny.
Oh, yes, Sideshow Benny. I heard about it. I've seen the pictures, and it's really, really wild, all those dollar bills all over him.
Yeah. I'll never be comfortable in a hardware store again.
He earns his pay,
every penny of it, believe me.
Did you get to staple a few dollars on him or something?
Some people did. I didn't quite have the nerve to do that. but some of the run attendees did, yeah. It was a sight to see. I mean, it would really make you cringe. Mm-hmm. So that was Friday afternoon. Friday night, there was just sort of a little impromptu pool party at the hotel. We had talked about the planning, and well, you know, they won't guarantee us the exclusive use of the pool.
Nice.
You know, we didn't think that we could really pull off a pool party unless we had, exclusive use of it. But a bunch of guys just marched in there, plopped themselves into the pool, and they had a great time.
Well, since it's exclusive, was it a naked pool party? No, not really.
Oddly enough, the only nakedness came from the females on the second floor rooms above the pool. They decided to put on a little show for all these big hairy guys floating around in the pool.
Till
our president started flashing them back, and he's more amply endowed than some of those poor girls, so I think they started to get shy and pull the shades after that.
Oh gosh! Hey, I heard there was an incident that happened exploding something.
Yeah, what's Bearpalooza without an incident?
Yeah.
Friday night, we had a nice, quiet little venture to Church Street, saw some of the newer shops and bars that were opening up. Saturday morning, it was my responsibility to take Kendall and Shannon to Third and Wensley, where Bearpalooza was going to take
place. I heard you were the chaperone or something, or you're the tour guide.
I was tour guide for BTOP most of the weekend, and just kind of did some short hop shuttling people around town. So Saturday morning it was Shannon and Kendall, and we were supposed to be at Third and Lindsay by 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We got there, and the Nashville City Public Works people were already out there blocking off the streets, and some guy in a day glow vest was waving us to turn around and not drive down Third Avenue. We pulled over into a parking lot, and there was maybe a dozen or so of our guys out there. And as it turns out, lightning had struck a transformer on an electricity pole right outside Third and Lindsley, and it fell into the building.
Oh.
Now, it didn't damage the building. I think it just kind of bounced off, and when it hit the ground, the transformer broke open. And there was some toxic stuff in there, so they had, like, toxic spill signs up, and I pulled up, and people were saying, well, all this stuff happened. And, of course, my first question was, what color is Freddie Freeman's face about?